Jared Perdue is District 3 Director of Transportation for DOT. He was one of two officials to speak to members of the media on Tuesday. He began by trying to reassure local residents.
The number one priority of FDOT is the safety of the traveling public and the construction personnel on this project. And at any time FDOT feels the safety of the traveling public could be compromised, the public would immediately be notified and the area closed until we are confident the situation is safe.
Perdue's response comes about a week after news that inspectors identified cracks in newly placed concrete on the $400 million Pensacola Bay Bridge replacement project, the largest ever transportation project in Northwest Florida. Perdue reiterated that such cracks are common, but must be dealt with as spelled out in specific guidelines developed by DOT through years of accumulated knowledge and experience.
The cracks that were identified were of a nature that created the necessity to evaluate the placement means and methods of the concrete. And that's why we have such a rigorous inspection program. Every time concrete's placed, we inspect the cracks that manifest to see what type, how big they are, how many, etc.
So far this year, DOT's Construction Engineering and Inspections, or CEI, team forced contractor Skanska USA to halt concrete placement operations on two different occasions. In April, Skanska brought in an expert to help review concrete mix and pouring methods and come up with a DOT-approved remedy that cleared the way for that part of the construction project to continue. Inspections revealed more cracks in late June during the 7-day wet cure process for newly poured concrete decks.
And so after the cure period was done, we pulled the blankets back and started evaluating the type of cracks, which are autogenous shrinkage cracks.
That's Brett Peelstick, a concrete expert who serves as the senior project engineer on the Bay Bridge replacement and works with the CEI team that oversees the construction process. He says there are 9 concrete spans currently under review.
Of those, 6 of them we've completed the overall crack assessments. So we have an area of 8,862 square feet per span. And of those 9 spans, one has only 26 cracks in that whole area, which isn't a whole lot.
However, the number of cracks in other spans ranged from 300 to 1,300 for an overall total in the thousands. The cracks are small, on average about the width of a credit card, from 3 to 18 inches long and 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch deep. According to Peelstick, they do not affect the integrity of the bridge structure.
There's a process that Florida does on all their bridge decks now is they mill out a half inch and make it so it's a very smooth riding deck. And so in this case, this is on a very redundant structure. We have multiple beams underneath it. It's also supported by deck pans. And so these aren't structural cracks, these are superficial cracks. And 90%, 80% of them will be removed when we mill that half inch out.
As of Tuesday, none of the cracks had been milled or repaired, and DOT was withholding payments totaling more than $600,000 until the latest crack issues are resolved. However, questions lingered about whether the contractor, Skanska, may have been rushing construction to secure a $15 million bonus by finishing the first section of the bridge by early next year. Again, District 3 Transportation Director Jared Perdue dismissed the notion.
It's important to understand that, you know, something like a no-excuse bonus sets a milestone to get to that place. But the rigorous inspection program and specifications that we have to govern this project stay in effect. And so there's really no opportunities for that type of activity as far as referring to cutting corners and loopholes and things of that nature.
As for why local officials weren't notified, Perdue says the cracks and resulting work stoppages were pretty routine and posed no danger to the public.
You know, we typically do not get into the weeds on these sorts of issues. I don't think there was any nefarious intent.
Jeff Burgosh is chairman of the Escambia County Commission and now serves as chair of the Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization, or TPO.
I do have confidence that had they found anything structurally deficient with these cracks, they would have shut it down and forced them to fix it. It's just there's too much at stake, too much money, the risk to the population.
As with many local residents, Burgosh's concerns are heightened by the March collapse of a newly erected pedestrian bridge in Miami, where 6 people died, and the recent collapse of 2 concrete deck spans on the Molino Bridge project in North Escambia. Coincidentally, like most people, Burgosh found out about the cracks in the Bay Bridge through media reports. He wasn't alarmed about the notification issue, but believes it's worth some review.
When we have our next meeting, I believe that will be a subject of discussion. And perhaps on the large projects, if there's any significant work stoppages, I don't think it would be a bad idea for that information to flow to us. I'll just put it that way.
The next meeting of the Florida-Alabama TPO is Wednesday, August 8th at the West Florida Regional Library in downtown Pensacola. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.